This is a CBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, I'm Bob McDonald. Welcome to Quirks and Quarks, the national science program of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Leading today's program, sticking your tongue out, way out, a tiny bat with a very long lingual lever.
The tongue is huge. It's a skinny, extendable organ that's pink, and the bat needs to use its tongue to reach the nectar at the base of the flower. This would be like a cat being able to drink milk from its dish at a distance of 2 feet away.
Also on the program, reading the rhythms of your mind. This is your brain on music.
I think one of the highlights of the neuroscience of music is the discovery that some of the same regions that respond to drugs or to any kind of pleasurable experience like eating chocolate or having an orgasm, these same regions in the brain respond to music.
Plus, how forest fires lead to toxic trout, how crayfish learn that love conquers all, and how our brains are deceived by magical mysteries. All this and more today on Quirks and Quarks. The wonder of nature is that so many of her creatures are so perfectly adapted to their lifestyles. One of the peculiarities of nature is that this perfect adaptation can take such bizarre and extreme forms. The latest example of this is a bat recently discovered in the cloud forest of the Ecuadorian Andes. And its extreme adaptation is a tongue that would make members of KISS jealous. Nathan Muchala, a PhD candidate in the biology department at the University of Miami, has uncovered the bat's unusual lingual liquor. Mr. Muchala, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Thank you.
So how long is this bat's tongue?
Well, it measures it can reach out to 8.5 centimeters, which is 150% of its body length.
Well, what does it actually look like?
It's a pretty small creature. It's a kind of a typical bat with a longer snout, and it's only 6 centimeters in length.
But what does the tongue look like?
The tongue is, it's huge. It's a skinny, extendable organ that's pink. And it has kind of a neat adaptation that all glossophagy nectar bats have, is it has bristles on the end of the tongue, and that forms kind of a mop to mop up the nectar.
Now, when you say a nectar bat, what do you mean by that?
A bat that feeds on flowers. So its principal source of food is drinking nectar from flowers.
And how does it use its tongue to do that?
It extends the tongue into the flower. So flowers that are pollinated by bats typically have longer tubes, and the bat needs to use its tongue to reach the nectar at the base of the flower. So to help you imagine this would be like a cat being able to drink milk from its dish at a distance of 2 feet away.
That's amazing. And when they're using their tongue, are they on the fly or are they hanging onto the flower? What position are they in?
Right, they're actually hovering. Bats and hummingbirds both are able to hover in front of the flower. And the visit is really fast. It's just a half a second long. And in that time, they can extend their tongue and retract it about 3 or 4 times.
So it's not just a long tongue, it's a fast tongue.
Right, exactly.
Well, why would a bat develop such an extremely long tongue?
Well, in this case, it looked like it entered into kind of a what's called a coevolutionary relationship with this flower. So the flower is depending on the bat to pollinate it, and the bat is drinking nectar from the flower. So each in turn grew longer and longer, and they co-evolved together to these great lengths.
Well, why would they grow longer and longer?
Well, that's kind of a tricky question. I think that in the case of the bat, it's obvious that the tongue should be longer in order to reach more nectar out of the flower. In the case of the flower, it's still kind of up in the air. My hypothesis is that by having a flower tube that's a little bit longer than the bat's tongue, this forces the bat to fully insert its head, and thus it collects as much pollen as possible and deposits as much that it already has on its fur.
Oh, I see, because the bat isn't eating the pollen. The flower wants the pollen on the bat, so the bat will take the pollen away.
Correct, right. The flower is designed to put its pollen on the top of the bat's head, and so the bat just kind of by accident is carrying pollen from flower to flower.
Well, how did you actually measure the length of this bat's tongue?
What I did was I captured bats, and then I placed them in flight cages or screen tents. And I held them there and trained them for a couple days. I held them and trained them to drink from a straw filled with sugar water. And then by measuring how far deep into the straw they were able to drink, that's how I was able to measure their tongue extension.
They're drinking into a straw. So
yeah.
Paint me a picture of that. What did it look like?
Okay, so I modified the straw a little bit. It's your basic drinking straw, except I closed off the end of it so I could fill it with nectar. And then I kind of clipped the other end, the open end, to fold out petals to make it look a little bit more like a flower, what they're used to visiting.
And then what, you put nectar at the bottom of that?
Yeah, and then I filled it with nectar. So when I started the experiment, it was completely full of nectar. And then every half an hour, I would check how far down into the straw they were able to drink. So, and when they were reaching the same level time and time again, I knew that this was the maximum tongue extension.
Well, were you surprised when you saw just how long this tongue is?
Yeah, I was pretty amazed. So nectar bats in general have longer tongues. The most closely related species to this species have about 4 centimeter tongue extensions. But the fact that this was able to reach 8.5 centimeters kind of blew me away at first.
Well, where does a bat keep a tongue that's longer than its entire body?
It turns out that most of the other bats, the tongue, the base of the tongue coincides with the base of the mouth, which is the typical condition for mammals. You and I have the same sort of tongue structure. For this bat, it has to shove its tongue down and it follows the neck back through under the trachea and actually into the thorax or the body cavity. So the base of the tongue is located between the rib cage and the heart of this animal.
So how does it do that? Does it roll it up or does it snake it down?
It's just straight down there, but when it's retracted, it's fatter than when it's extended. And it moves kind of like a worm by muscles inside of the tongue contract, and this lengthens, makes the tongue skinnier and longer.
It sounds like it's sticking its tongue down its own throat.
Right, basically. That's where it holds it when it's not drinking from flowers.
Well, is this a record holder for bats?
This is the longest tongue extension for a bat, and it turns out when you compare it to other creatures, it's the longest for any mammal relative to the body length. And out of all animals, only the chameleon has a longer tongue extension. The chameleon can launch its tongue out about 2 times its body length.
Well, if a bat has a really long tongue like this one, can it feed on shorter flowers without the tongue getting in the way?
Sure, yeah. This bat has actually a fairly generalized diet. That is, it visits about 8 or 10 different flowers in the habitats. So it's an example of, it's called asymmetric specialization because the flower is completely dependent on the bat, but the bat has a pretty general diet.
That's amazing. And it can blow one heck of a raspberry.
Right, exactly.
Mr. Muchala, thank you very much.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Nathan Muchala is a PhD candidate in the biology department at the University of Miami, and he uncovered the bat secret. His research was published in the journal Nature. Coming up next, Moebs Mercury Mess.